K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up with you?
Not much. Richie calling. Love the show. I'm calling basically because I'm trying to figure out why this girl Stacy's not calling me back. So basically, the nuts and bolts of this is I work for a yard and tree removal service, and I was at this apartment complex removing a stump as part of one of our contracts, and this cute girl was out in the parking lot and kind of, you know, approached me. We started talking, so we end up, you know, setting up a date, and she agreed to come pick me up at my house because my car was in the shop getting a catalytic converter replaced, which that's a whole...
It didn't get cut out, did it?
Yeah, seriously.
We've had that happen a couple times here.
Yeah, people are ripping off catalytic converters.
No, actually, mine wasn't stolen. It was just broken. And,
okay.
And there were a few other issues with the VA, but anyway, so she's very polite and nice and totally understanding about the fact that my car was in the shop. And, you know, she came, she picked me up, and as she pulls up, I kind of motioned for her to come inside because I'm not quite done in the bathroom. I got to take a leak. She comes in, has a seat. You know, I go in the bathroom and I walk out, and all of a damn sudden, she's just not feeling well. Wait a minute,
Richie. Is it the air quote not feeling well?
You know, I thought it was strange, so I'm really just kind of at a loss for words. And she's like, no, it just hit me. I don't feel well. Let's reschedule. So she ends up taking off, and, you know, now she's not getting back to me, and I haven't heard from her.
Well, Richie, let's get a hold of Stacy and see if we can't figure out what happened.
Let's find out.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, Richie, so you were planning on going out to dinner, but you didn't. What'd you end up doing that night for food, then?
Yeah, you don't have a car, right?
No, yeah, I just ordered Domino's and watched a little Netflix and called it a night.
Can't go wrong there.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, pretty uneventful.
All right, Richie, we're going to give her a call, and so that means while you'll be on the line, but don't say anything, okay?
Okay, you got it.
Hello.
Hey, is this Stacy?
It is.
How are you doing this morning, Stacy?
I'm good.
What do you always sound so creepy? How you doing?
For asking how she's doing.
Doing is Joey Tribbiani. How you doing? She's freaked out now. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. We're legit.
Wait, you said Woody?
Yeah.
Is this Nancy and Woody?
Yes!
You got us.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Well, she obviously listens, Nancy.
She does so.
Yeah.
You know why we're calling?
Well, I'm hoping you guys are going to give me Luke Holmes tickets.
Woody, just open up your wallet and give them to her.
Well,
okay?
And you know, to be fair, there might be tickets at the end of this.
There might be. There might be.
Okay. Cool. Awesome.
I don't think she's going to find it too cool or awesome here in a minute, is she?
Have you heard of Second Date Update?
Oh, yeah.
Is it connecting the dots now?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm ready.
Yo, Richie called.
Richie!
Okay.
Yeah, he said you guys were supposed to go out on a date, and you just didn't feel well, apparently, after you came to pick him up.
Yeah. I love how you met him in the parking lot when he was at work and things clicked and then...
Yeah, I totally thought he was hot. I totally thought he was hot. So I went up and I introduced myself. And he asked me out on a date and I said yes. And I actually went to go pick him up because something was wrong with his car. You know, oddly enough, I'm glad that it happened that way because when I went to his apartment, he had to go to the bathroom. So, okay, you know, fine, fair enough. He goes to the bathroom. And so I'm sitting in his living room for a little while and there's like this dish, okay? And there's this like a candy dish. Oh yes. And so I thought that there was actually like candy in it. So I open up this candy dish and you are not going to believe actually what was in the candy dish.
Not candy?
Yeah, I'm guessing not candy.
It wasn't candy.
What was it?
I honestly can't believe I'm gonna say this. There was toenail clippings in the candy dish.
What did she say, Woody?
Toenail clippings? Is that what you said?
Toenail clippings.
Like sitting right there in the living room for everyone to see.
Well, that's the thing. It was It was in a candy dish that was covered, and so I figured, you know, but it was disgusting. There was like months of toenail clippings. There's not just a little tiny bit like from one day. Like maybe years, maybe decades of toenail clippings.
How big a dish was this?
That's what I'm kind of thinking too.
It was like a big candy dish. Like, let's say, larger than the palm of my hand.
Oh,
Lord. And full of it finger was, and toenails?
It was full. It was, like, disgusting full. I'm like, immediately, I open this. I'm like, this is freaky. And so he comes out of the bathroom, and the only thing I can think of was, I gotta go. I don't feel well. And after seeing that, who wouldn't? How weird is that? That's weird.
Okay, hang on. Wait a second. All right, first of all right, I was a biology major, and I find this stuff kind of interesting, and I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think she's making a big deal out of this. I mean, everybody collects something. I had a girlfriend who collected all the used dental floss in a bowl. Okay, my dad collects Band-Aids, for the last, like...
Used Band-Aids, Richie?
Use Band-Aids.
Oh!
Yeah, my dad does that. Yeah.
Richie, how many years have you been collecting these fingernails?
And are
and
they
toenails?
Just yours?
Yeah, they're just toenail clippings. Yeah, only toenails. I've lost track of how many years.
Oh my God!
I don't know. I just thought it was kind of interesting. I can't believe that you would leave my house over something like this. I mean, that seems...
Yeah, because that's weird. That's weird. I mean, collecting that many toenail fingernails,
really, Stacey.
That's creepy.
It's really not that weird, Stacey. It's not that weird. You, like, you don't do anything weird. You've never been accused of doing anything weird, and you're going to write me off over this.
Not that. I mean, who am I going on a date with? All of a sudden, I second guess everything.
You know, you don't have to go around touching people's in their house without
you had it in a candy dish.
I mean,
yeah,
dude,
yeah, you had it in a candy jar, like,
yeah, I do have it in a candy jar,
candy in it,
but there's a washcloth covering it, so you had to lift that thing up to get into it.
Oh, gross.
That's even worse.
Thank you for agreeing with me. It's not right. That's not right.
It sounds like we kind of know where this is going, Woody.
Oh yeah, but we have to make the offer though, right, Nancy?
Mm-hmm.
So what we could do here at K99.1 FM is set you guys up with a second date, maybe a pair of concert tickets that you were talking
maybe.
About earlier, Stacey.
Yeah, Stace, you know, dinner, a limo.
Can I, if I get the concert tickets, can I choose a different date?
You have to go with him and you have to say yes.
No. That's too weird for me. Nope. Sorry. I want the concert tickets, but I don't want to go with him.
What do you say, Richie?
Man, I think she's blowing this out of proportion, honestly.
Richie, maybe hide the toenail clippings next
time
you invite
somebody
over.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean, it's okay if you want to collect those. Just don't have them out in the open.
Yeah, I think people should pay a little more attention, maybe be a little more aware of just touching other people's when they're at, you know, in their home.
Dude, you had it on display.
I mean, it was out in the open.
Maybe he, like, goes into there and like, some people chew on toenails like a snack. Maybe that's
what that was. What?
No. Definitely no second date.
Some people chew their nails.
Nancy!
Right? I'm trying to help you, Richie. Trying to help you.
The K99.1 FM. 7:30. Second date update.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.